I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While uncertainty continues in Israel after this week's elections, Christians are excited about a moving of God's Spirit. Israeli Prime Minister-elect Ehud Olmert is expected to move slowly with his party's peace plan. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says his Jewish driver says evangelism and renewal are coming.
And he was just telling about himself and his family. He said, "We have so many friends that have come to Christ lately, and there's new congregations." And he said, "We are now calling it a revival here."
Next, throughout India, there's a hunger for literacy. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave DeGroat says that was never so clear as it was post-tsunami. Many fishermen couldn't earn a living and had to change careers. Mission India's literacy classes opened new doors for them.
The first graduating classes among about 7,500 students after this year-long program are starting to happen. These are all people that are now literate. And we're just starting up the second round of classes for another 7,500 people.
DeGroat says the literacy classes are partnerships with local ministries, which opens doors for the gospel. And Global Aid Network is issuing a call for helpers for a spring work project. With mission trips planned for this summer in Moldova, Tajikistan, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and Uganda, GAIN needs as much help as possible so that they can ready aid shipments. Christians deliver the supplies personally, which means someone needs to help get the 40-foot shipping container sent. Spiritual hope will also be given through the gospel as they coordinate relief efforts with ministries in the area. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.